What a play by Tony Walter.
Ian Desmond with his 15. Check swing roller. Check swing roller.
That was a rocket ship taking off.
This ball is long gone. Holbrook, Blackman, we're tied.
Tulowitzki. Colorado's the National League champion.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Today's episode is sponsored by sportsbetting.com. New players get a welcome bonus, a 100% risk-free week of sports betting. That's up to $500. Visit sportsbetting.com/lockedonrockies. That's sportsbetting.com/lockedonrockies to get that deal. I've been having a hell of a fun time betting on these Nuggets playoff games, so definitely go check out sportsbetting.com. It's a great, fun way to get you engaged in the games. I'm going to have to start betting on Rockies games and just lose all my money because I don't know what else to do to get engaged with these games. They are not very engaging. I don't know if that's just me or if it's everybody, because I do have a little bit of annoyance with just, built up annoyance over time, right? You get annoyed with the ownership. You get annoyed with the way that the team is being run. You get annoyed with the way the team is being managed. You get annoyed with the way the players are not producing. And then on top of it, just everything else going on in the world makes it hard to like really want to cheer on a really bad team right now. I just feel like we can't, I'm not capable of dealing with this much depression in life. Like, thank God for the Denver Nuggets, because if I didn't have the Nuggets, I would be so sad right now. There's a pandemic. People are out in the streets getting shot by people who are supposed to protect them. My uncle passed away last week and from coronavirus. So for all of you out there who don't think that it is real, I really don't know what to say. Like, people are dying, you know? My uncle just died last Monday. And I think I commented earlier on in the pandemic about how I hadn't known anybody yet to have caught coronavirus and, like, personally passed away from it. And I believe that one of the guys who used to cover the Rockies with us who used to sit with us, right, in the press box and everything, but I didn't know him very well. I heard through the grapevine that he passed away, but I didn't know him very well. So I, even though I knew of someone, it was kind of like, since I didn't know them very well, it was still kind of felt distant, I guess. But now I've had my own uncle pass away from it. I have a coworker at my job, and she and her whole family got it. And we've been remote this whole time and everything, but she got it, and she was just telling us via our Zoom meeting the other day that it is, like, really, really tough. It's been really hard on her and her kids. It's been incredibly, like, she just means, like, in the sense that it feels really crappy. So it's not something you want to get. And I just think, like, I don't know what else we can do, like, at this point. It feels like nothing that we're doing is working, and I get it, like, some people aren't partaking and stuff like that, but those people aren't getting it. It's just such a hard time in life. Hard, hard time in life. And then you got to watch the Rockies play. It's depressing, you guys. It's seriously depressing. Thank goodness that the Nuggets are winning. I am so thankful for that fact and for them entertaining me in other ways. I've been betting on those games on sportsbetting.com and been making bank on the Nuggets games because I just believed in those guys, and they were really big underdogs in a couple of those games. So I made some good money on those. I'm terrified that if I bet on the Rockies, I'm not going to make any money on them because, I mean, I'm going to have to bet against them if I want to make money, you know, because they just don't win that often. But they did get a win last night on the shoulders of Antonio Sensatella. First of all, I love Antonio Sensatella. He's a great guy. He's super nice. He gives great interviews. He really takes his job like seriously in a passionate way, right? He's very honest and open about when he's kind of like fallen short of what expectations were of him. And I couldn't be happier for him to see that he did come out of this on top. I mean, last night was a great example of what he's capable of doing. But he's also got the highest WAR among pitchers for the Rockies right now. It's only at 2.3, so that's kind of low. But for a pitcher, that's pretty good. And for our pitchers, for the Rockies pitchers, it's really good. So Antonio pitches a complete game. I think the most impressive part about the complete game was the fact that he really did get out of some serious jams to complete this game. And I thought that was awesome. John Gray threw a complete game in 2016 against the Padres. That was a very fun game to watch. Just John throwing his complete game against San Diego. Sad to hear the news that John Gray will be out with surgery on his shoulder for the rest of the regular season at the least. I would guess the year at this point, but I haven't seen an update on it. Just what a bummer, right? Like, he ended last season with an injury as well, and now ending this season with an injury. I really do hope the best for John, because that first year we got to watch him play in 2016, when he was really slinging pitches out there, he was an exciting player to watch. I was excited to see that, you know, the potential that the Rockies had a guy like John Gray on their roster and in their lineup. So I do wish him all the quickest recovery so that he can get back out here and start slinging some pitches. Lord knows this team needs it. And then, of course, the other time a complete game has been thrown by a Rocky, Germán Márquez, in April of 2019. Those were the last couple times, right? Against San Francisco in San Francisco. Also, a really fun game to watch, and Sensatella gets to be on that list now. So that is pretty awesome. I'm really happy. Excited for Sensatella. I don't know about you guys, but I've had to eat a lot more healthy food during the pandemic, probably because I guess I'm not getting as much exercise as I'm used to, right? The gyms have been closed, so that's fair. But I know you guys, you know, you follow me. You see me do my little workouts at home. But I really do have to eat healthier because I'm just not up and about, you know? Before walking around the stadium and stuff, you get a good exercise in there. And now I'm just sitting at a desk, you know, all day. It's definitely different. And one of the choices I've made is just to be a little bit more health conscious with the food I'm consuming. One of the adjustments I've made because of that, because, you know, life is still busy even though I'm sitting at my desk and I don't always have time to get a big lunch in or even a big breakfast. And my favorite thing to go to is Built Bar. They are great for the healthy, conscious eater. They help you lose and maintain weight, but it feels like you're really like indulging yourself. Like, I sometimes eat this after dinner, right? If I've worked out for the day, as a little treat, because it feels like it's dessert. My favorite flavor is peanut butter. Coconut almond, close second, but the peanut butter is just so good any time of day. And I know I'm getting 19 grams of protein in there with only 180 calories. Such a good compromise. You can get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. All you have to do is go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, for $10 off at builtbar.com. But of course, I'm sure a lot of people didn't get to see Sensatella throw that game because the Nuggets were winning the second round of Western Conference playoffs and heading into the Western Conference finals. And a lot of us were really hyped about that. And I think on the regular, you know, people are in general more hyped about basketball just probably because it's a little bit more of like a hypey type of game, right? It's kind of upbeat like that. The tempo is pretty quick and baseball's not so like that. But knowing that Sensatella did this, hopefully gets out there to the rest of the world. To all the people who are hyped about the Nuggets. Don't forget, be hyped for Sensatella too. Really, he really got out of some big jams. In the first inning, he had runners on first and second, no outs. And Elias Diaz helped him out big time. Ends up throwing out Khanna, I think is how you pronounce it, Mark Khanna. So no damage in the first. Second inning, runners on at the corners, first and third, with one out, and they get a sac fly from Tony Kemp. Then in the fourth inning, Jake Lamb hits a one-out double, and Lamb ends up left on base after a strikeout and a ground out. So not too bad in the fourth. A little bit of a jam there, but then in the fifth inning, Kemp hits a leadoff double and gets to third. And then he is stranded there after a pop fly, a fly ball, and then another a ground out. And then in the seventh inning as well, Loreno hits a leadoff single, and Hampson initiates a diving stop. I mean, great play by Hampson. And then you had a double play after that too. So really good help from Diaz just defensively. And when you look at the Rockies as a team, their defensive WAR, obviously none other than Nolan Arenado leads in defensive WAR with 1.3. But then Diaz is actually up there. He is the cutoff for people who bring positive defensive WAR to this team and no defensive WAR to this team or negative. It's Arenado, Trevor Story's in second, Fuentes in third. Now remember, Fuentes and Diaz are both on this list of bringing positive defensive WAR to the Rockies, but they've only played 16 and 17 games this year. So they're on a little bit less games, which obviously gives their chances of bringing good WAR to the team easier because percentage-wise and everything, but they're bringing a positive defensive WAR to the team. Fuentes is bringing 0.5. Then you got Drew Butera, who's bringing 0.3. Tony Walters, who's bringing 0.2. And again, another factor, as you probably noticed, the catchers on there for defensive WAR because they interact with every single ball in play. So, of course, they're a little bit higher on defensive WAR. Garrett Hampson hits the list at 0.1 and Elias Diaz at 0.1. Then you have Hilliard, McMahon, Owings, Pilar, Raimel Tapia. That one hurt me how low he was on that list because I did give him credit for making more effort in left field, but he's not the best defensive player. Killing it as a leadoff hitter, though. Killing it. Then you got Brendan Rodgers, Matt Kemp, Daniel Murphy, Charlie Blackmon, and David Dahl. I could not believe how low Charlie Blackmon was on the list. And David Dahl. David is a good defensive outfielder. He is a better batter, and he's always injured. And unfortunately, in the time that he has gotten to play this season, it has not resulted in a positive defensive WAR. And then I think what everyone is really aware of is just the big lack in offense, the lack of being able to hit guys, runners home, hit the runners. How long, how many seasons, how many off seasons are we going to talk about the same exact topic? It's very frustrating. How long are we going to do this, right? Talk about the same thing with no change. It's insanity. Jeff Breidich, it's insanity. Please, we got to get somebody who can hit guys home. And I praised Breidich in his get with Kevin Pillar. I thought that was smart. Pillar does bring good offense. He will bring more offense. He's a good batter. And Matt Kemp as well. Breidich did a good job with getting Matt Kemp, but he has not proven to be very consistent, or he's in a slump at the very least. Like, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt by saying that, but at the very least. Daniel Murphy, though. Boy, man, Daniel Murphy is in last place for offensive war. He is at -0.9. Wins above replacement. He's losing you almost an entire game. You're almost at one loss when Murphy's on the field. It's just crazy. Trevor Story leads in offensive war with 1.7, so he's getting you about two games. Blackman with one, Hilliard with 0.2. It really dropped off quick, right? Fuentes with 0.1, Hampson 0.1, Tapia 0.1, and Nolan Arenado 0.1. Everyone else on the team is bringing you less, is below replacement, zero or in a negative at this point in time. Pilar is on that list. David Dahl is on that list. And again, they've only played Pilar in 12 games with the Rockies, and then David Dahl in 21, as he's been off and on the IL. Super excited for David Dahl to have his baby. Oh my gosh, they're such a cute little family. And his wife is like the cutest pregnant person ever. By the way, David Dahl's wife is pregnant, if you didn't know that. And I'm not a crazy like stalker person. He posted about it. So, you know, it was out there. People do know about it. but super excited for them. They're a very cute family. And his wife is friends with Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend. And also, I think she's like Patrick Mahomes. She works with Patrick. And I'm not sure what type of agent she is for him. And I don't want to misstate it, but she's pretty cool. I actually follow her, and she reposted what David posted. So that's how I saw it. But anyways. And again, Diaz also 16 games, only participated in 16. So I think Pilar will end up in a positive offensive war at some point. I hope David Dahl does too, but I don't know that there's enough time for him to do that by the end of the season. And then Diaz is just at zero. So he could, if he could continues to bring some offense. He really did bail out Sensatella in more than one way, because not only did he help him call that game, but he also was able to hit a home run and hits Fuentes in. Fuentes has been on fire. We're going to have another episode this week where we get into just what Josh Fuentes is doing on the field this year. And he's really fighting for a spot. He wants a roster spot. And he must have really used his quarantine time to learn from his cousin and play a lot of baseball and prepare for this time. But again, very exciting to see when a player is having success. You always feel good for that guy. He reached on an error, but he hustles his way to third base on a wild throw, and then Diaz hits him right on home. In the sixth inning, Nolan Arenado and Kevin Pilar hit back-to-back singles, and then Arenado was able to advance to third on a fielder's choice by Matt Kemp, and then Fuentes hit a sack fly to hit Arenado home, and giving them that insurance run. So great to see. Last night was like a team win. It was a team game, a team win. I want to see that kind of baseball. I love that kind of baseball. That's great. If Fuentes is the spark guy, and then keep him on the roster. I don't know. Keep him in the lineup. I don't know what's going on there, but it's pretty obvious that Daniel Murphy shouldn't be in the lineup at this point. So Fuentes is bringing the heat, and now I feel bad because I feel like I sounded mean about Daniel Murphy, and that's not what I meant either. But it's just not his year, and it's such a short season. Arenado did comment on wanting to make the playoffs and how important that was to him, and so yet again, the Rockies are going to fall short of what Arenado would like them to be. Unfortunately, we'll get more into that tomorrow on the Locked On Rockies podcast.